Yes, Lynn.
Hello.
Jasmine.
Hello.
Hi, Hannah.
How are you doing?
Good. Baruch Hashem. Little tired, but
listen, my volume is not loud. I must have to see if I can adjust it. So.
Okay.
What's wrong, but I've got it pushed as high as it can go, but it's not very loud.
Brandela.
He's not on yet.
Okay.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm mute.
No need to mute for questions and answers. Does anybody have a question? one more time. Does anybody have a question? No questions this week.
I thought we were going to do
tomorrow
counting the Omer first.
Oh, you're right. I'm remiss. 2 minutes. And thank you for reminding me.
Well, you're welcome. I didn't have a question, though, but my volume on my phone is so low, and I don't know why. I've tried everything, so I have to put the phone to my ear.
Okay. Well, I need a couple minutes to get my material organized.
Okay.
So I will leave the phone on. Okay. Yesterday we counted. Today we get down to 10. Starting with the Lashem Yehud, Lashem Yehud, Kud Shabri Kud Rishkin Tei, Dinfilu, Urkinu, Urkinu, Urkinu. Liyakka Shem Yudhe Bavave Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Hine Anachnu Bayim Lekayem Mitzvat Sefirata Omer La Sot Nachach Ruach Liyotzrenu Vela Sot Ratzon Borenu Vayhino Amadunay Elohinu Alena Maasei Adenu Kunane Alena Maasei Adenu Kunanehu. Now we will read various verses from Psalms. Adonai Elohei Wahei, Igmor Ba'adi Adonai Elohei Wahei, Hazdecha Le'alam Matzal Yadecha, Al Teref Et Ra, Le'elohim Me'el Yom, La'el Gomer alive. Sene emar ve'agor alaif v'eref mitvaseset v'damayif v'yomar lach v'damayif v'yi v'yomar lach v'damayif v'yi v'arki nafshi et Adonai Yohe Wahe Elohim Adonai Yohe Wahe Elohe Gadalta Meod Od Hadar Levashta Ote Or Keshalma Note Shemayim Kariyad. The four makif, the surrounding light. In the blessing where we unify Zeron 10 with a Gematria 45 with Aleph Dalet Nun Yud Malchut with a Gematria 65. Baruch Ata Adonai Yohewahe Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al sefirat ha'omer.
Amen.
Hayom. Tisha aser yom la'omer shehem shenei shavuot v'chamisha yamim. Today is 19 days of the Omer, which is 2 weeks and 5 days. We counted the Omer in two ways. The number 19 connects to an energy of male and female in unity. The inner light. Arachaman hu yachatir avodat beit hamikdash lin koma bim hera b'yameinu. Amen. Psalm 67, the menorah psalm. We will stop at a word. And we will stop at a letter. Lam natseach bim ginot mizmor shir Elohim yechanenu Shibarkenu ya'es hanav bitanu selah Ladat ba'aretz darkecha Bekol goyim yeshuatecha Yoducha Amim Elohim, Yoducha Amim Kulam. The word is Kulam. Kulam means all, everything. It means you, all of you. How do you bring all of you closer to me? What character traits, what midotes do you need to change in order to bring all of what you perceive closer to you? Sometimes we are shy and we don't bring people close because we don't speak. Sometimes we are demonstrative. And through that being demonstrative, we can scare people away. What do you have to change? What is your particular trait that you want to change? Once you've identified the trait, then you can change it. You can use the tools. The strongest is binding by striking, but there are other tools you can use. We teach them all in the basic classes. Yismuchu v'raninu le'umim ki ti. The letter Taf. The letter Taf is the last letter in the Hebrew alphabet. So you would think that the letter Taf is an end. But the foot on the left arm of the Taf points out to the left. It hints at a new beginning. The letter Taf is not the end. It is the beginning. The letters are a circle. They start with Aleph, they end with Aleph. They start with Bet, they end with Bet. They start with Gimel, they end with Gimel. Each letter starts and ends. Everything is in everything. There's no separation. What do you have to change about your character traits so that you can perceive the world without separation? Tishpot amim mishor ulumim ba'aretz danem selah. Yoducha amim Elohim, yoducha amim kulam. Eretz na'na yivula yivarkenu. Elohim Eloheinu yivarkenu. Elohim v'yiru. Oto kol afsei aretz. Diana Bekoach, please join me in saying Diana Bekoach. Anna Bekoach. Gedulat Yemincha, Tatir, Terura, Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu, Tacharenu Lo. Tufreshayan Sintet Nun. Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevava. The letter Taf. The letter Taf means our palm. A palm is part of our hand. With our hands is how we make things, how we create things, how we gesture when we talk. How do your hands relate to your character traits? How can you take your hands and use them in a more effective way of communicating with everything around you? Shamrein Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barhen Tacharen Rakamei Sitkatcha Tamid Gamrein Betet Reish Sadi Tav Gimel Tassin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Na El Adatecha Ketufet Tet Nunayim Yachid Geye Lamcha Ine Zogre Kedushatecha Yid Gimelamet Pei Zayim Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmat Yachatenu Yodea Ta'alumot Shin Kufal, Yud Tov. And the eighth verse of the Anabakoach we say in a whisper. Ribono Shel Olam, Ata Tzevitanu Al Yedei Moshe, Avdecha Lispor Sefirata Omer, Kidei L'tacharenu, Miklipotenu, Tumatenu, Kimo Shekatavta, Betorata Husfartem, Lachem Mimacharad HaShabbat, Miyom, Aviachem et Omer Hatanufa Sheva Shabbatot Tamimotiana Ad Mimacharad HaShabbat Hashvid HaSeviru Tamishim Yom Kidei Sheitacharu Nafshot Amcha Yisrael Mizohavatam Uvachen Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha Adonai Yohewahe Eloheinu Velohe Avotenu Shevizchut Sefirat HaOmer Shesafarti HaYom Yetukan Mashabaganti Sefirah Netzach Shebetiferet. The word Netzach, the Sefirah Netzach, means eternal, eternity, eternal victory, victory. Tiferet is balance. Tiferet is beauty. Tiferet is the sun, the energy of the sun. Heals the energy of the sun, gives us growth. The energy of the sun creates vitamin D. In what way do your character traits of eternity in the frame of balance, what does that mean to you? How do you impact it? How do you change yourself to strive to remain in balance eternally? V'yetahe v'yetkadesh v'kdusha shel ma'ala amen selah. I need another minute to open up the Hilulah. Today is the fourth day of Iyar. The Tzaddikim who left. Rabbi Yosef Dov, the son of Yosher Ber Soloveitchik of Brisk. Rabbi Yaakov Sasportis and Rabbi Shmuel Eliyahu Taub. And we will say the eighth verse of the Anabakoach once again in case we have drawn energy greater than the vessel can handle. So please join me in the eighth verse of the Anabakoach in a whisper. Now, Amen, what was your question? And you're probably muted, so I'll wait. And if anybody else has a question, please feel free to ask it. Any questions at all? While we're waiting for Ahmed either to rejoin us or to unmute, the classes tomorrow on Thursday at 4:30, we will begin section 35 of the Parasha of Noah. And at 7 o'clock, we will again count the Omer, but we will also have a Zohar class for the Parasha of Kiddushim. Does anybody have any questions? Did everybody have a good day?
Okay, thank you. Good night.
Good night. Anna, you didn't want to ask any questions? I thought you did. Good night, everybody. Shalom gadol. A large
Shalom.
Amount of peace and serenity in your life.
Shalom.
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 Shalom to all.